Now, I want to encourage you right now to actually practically do this. We're going to just engage Jesus. We're going to engage him because he's here, first of all. Then we're going to engage in our own spirit and open up that first love gate so that we can engage the yoke and follow the path. So encourage you just to pass on those weary burdens. If you're exhausted from carrying your own load, and find the comfort and peace and rest in knowing that Jesus is right here with us, walking with us, teaching us, strengthening us side by side, if we're yoked to him. So just look at Jesus, think about him for a second. You can use that picture as an illustration. That's how he appeared to me when I've engaged him. Jesus is asking you to cast all your burdens onto him right now. So I'd encourage you just to close your eyes. Just start to think about Jesus. He's kneeling before you right now, right in front of you, here in this dimension. Just begin to picture him, just look into his eyes, the eyes of love. Just feel the love he has for you, the longing, the desire. He longs for you to walk with him, to experience him. Just allow him, as you're thinking right now, to show you anything that you're doing in your own strength, any of that list of things that we just read out, anything that's making you weary. Just think about any burdens you're carrying that don't belong to you. And as he's before you, choose to cast all those burdens, those concerns, just onto him. Just let him lift off that heavy burden, remove that yoke to doing things yourself in your own strength. Just allow him to do it. Maybe you've never met him before. Maybe you're still walking on that broad path that's leading to destruction. You can change pathways today. Just choose to invite him into your life. Choose to exchange your way for his way. Choose to become a disciple and follow him. Just feel all those burdens being lifted off your shoulders. All that weight of expectation, the weary tiredness of having to perform and do it all in your own strength. Just feel his peace and rest just come upon you. As you've chosen to follow that pathway becomes a daily experience. I just want to encourage you now to begin to think of that yoke. Again, just focus and think about the door in your own heart, in your own spirit, that doorway of the kingdom that Jesus is knocking, saying, "Let me in." Just activate that picture in your mind. Just picture that doorway with expectation. Reach out to the handle of the door. And just open the door of first love. Just let Jesus in. Just invite him to embrace you now, to embrace your spirit. As he surrounds you and joins himself to you, just feel that light, that energy, that frequency vibrating within you, within your innermost being. Just feel that life and abundance filling you. Just feel him touch your whole being, bringing restoration, renewal, transformation to you. And just see Jesus with that yoke. It's on his shoulders, that yoke of discipleship. Are you willing to follow the way? Are you willing to take that yoke on you? Are you willing to take that light burden of who you are as a son of God to bring dominion, the responsibility of government? Are you willing to take it on, to follow him? If you're willing, just take that yoke. Just let him begin to fill you with his presence, with wisdom. Let him remind you of the truth of who you are, sons of God, made in the image of God. Feel the empowerment to walk with him. And just allow him to lead you for these last few minutes. Just follow him. He may lead you to somewhere within the realms of heaven, within the garden of your own heart. Just allow him to lead you on this journey of abundance, of blessing, of life. Just follow him. Let him take you on that ancient path, the path to the tree of life, the path into eternity, into his heart. Let him show you who you really are. Let him reveal to you your destiny, your scroll. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. Just make this your daily experience of following him to fulfill your destiny, to see those gold, silver, and precious stones moments fill your scroll. just be willing to make that choice on a daily basis to follow him. And just be ready just to step back. If you want to continue, feel free. But we're just going to finish there. Just step back and bring what you've received as a testimony you can use every day of your life to follow him.